Hello and thanks for being with us here on the New Leaf Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yaela Shetarel. Hello. Today, we'd like to examine the principles of democracy. In times that democracy is going through turmoils in the States and here in Israel, and today we'd like to look at the principle of the rule of the people. Be with us. It's going to be interesting. Yael, please. Yeah, so today we'd like to keep examining democracy. And the feeling is that people are kind of disappointed with democracy. We feel that it's not working well enough. We wanted to get a good life and equality. And we see that Europe is unsafe, that there's a kind of a turmoil after the elections in the U.S. Half of the people are discontent with the results. We see vast social gaps, an unstable economical state. And today we'd like to talk about the principle of the rule of the people, which says that the state was established by and for the people. Therefore, the power is in the hands of the people, and they are the ones that make the government legitimate. This is being mainly expressed in the democratic elections. And we'd like to open with a question. What do you think about the principle of the rule of the people? I have no opinion about it because I don't believe in the rule of the people. I know from my research in the wisdom of Kabbalah, from the research of human nature, that human nature is egoistic and everyone has a nature of their own, desires of their own. And so in human society, in each and every country, you have different currents, different interest groups. And therefore, I don't know, what do you mean by the rule of the people? What are the people? That they'll unite in some way. And then according to what opinion will they unite? Once according to this opinion and once according to that opinion. And they'll all the time have struggles and they'll all the time be discontent with each other. And besides that, you also have the army that also wants to be in power. We see how they influence everything. And there's also the media that also want to rule. We gave them the ability to rule the people. And so we have four or five groups, very clear evidence, strong groups that have nothing to do with the people. The media doesn't belong to the people. The one that buys them, pays them the money, and they do the work. All the money is in the hands of the elites. Maybe the elites, they're divided between them, into these and into those. So sometimes between them there are struggles. So once it's the Democrats and once it's the Republicans, like in the U.S. But actually it's the same. The people, they get nothing as a result. And the elites, they decide where the industry is going to be, here or in China, and altogether, how the taxation is going to be and what's going to happen with the money and everything. I never saw anywhere in the world that the people come and rule. What does it mean, the rule of the people? Because they elect. So the elections, it's a fixed game. Give me a few billions for the elections, and I promise you, I'll win. Okay, so let's understand what does this really mean. Democracy, it can't work in practice. We're not talking about those primitive forms like people lived in thousands of years ago in some cave or something. where it was closer to the matter. And there too you had parents and children and the elderly and the wise and the strong and so on. You also had different forces back then. The egoistic person always wishes to realize his ego. Okay, you're saying the rule of the people is something very broad, so let's talk about the country, the state. Do you think that it's correct that the state was established for the people? No, that's incorrect. Why then? The state was established because there was the desire of a few strong people to establish a country in order to rule the people. Isn't the country supposed to serve the people? No, that's not the purpose of a country. I'm talking practically wise. Of course not. I'm talking about the principle. I don't know about principles, philosophically wise. I don't want to talk about that because those engaged in philosophy, they don't know human nature. And therefore, human nature, which is nature, contradicts all these principles. So why work with all these false principles? That maybe there's a people here and they want in a nice way to build themselves and to give them the ability to rule. Rule what? What are we talking about? In order to understand what's going on, people, they have to be free of work for many years. If not for generations, they have to be free of any kind of work. They have to have lots of free time. They have to be engaged in music and art and different things like the aristocrats are engaged in, and philosophy and science, and for them to have time for all these things. This is how people develop generations after generations, and then they understand these things, and they can think about the form of the nation, of the country, about the government, how should it be built, and so on. But the masses who only know how to survive and win bread, and nothing besides that, they have no opinion regarding that. And besides that, in our times, since, suppose, 150 years ago, if not more, the media has taken upon itself to take care of the people. And then those elites that simply ruled, now they rule through the media. They make all their speculations on the people through there. And the masses, they're not made to understand anything. They elect, they make their choices according to what they hear from the Madonnas on the one hand and the Angela Davises on the other hand. And that's how it works. And therefore, it's all fixed. Now we can see from Netanyahu's trial with the Yediot Ahronot newspaper what they talked about. How the newspaper tell him that if you'll do this for us, we promise to support you in the elections and you'll win for sure. See the deal, two people close between them. So, are these the people? Is this the majority? Are these free elections? But it's true what they say. This is how it's done. Therefore, I'm telling you, give me money, and I'll get anyone elected. It's like Caligula did in ancient Rome. He wanted for his horse to become emperor. His what? His horse. He wanted for his horse to be chosen as an emperor. And he was. Yeah? Look. We have some kind of an expectation. There is no such expectation. That's rubbish. It's nonsense. It's just in order to twist the people. Maybe that's from the point of view of those in power, but I'm talking about the majority of the people. So do what you want. We still have a kind of an expectation and a feeling that the country is ours, even though that you're saying that there are other forces that are working here and managing everything, and in practice we see that this is actually how it is. But still, we expect for things to happen this way. Because you are deaf. I'm telling you seriously. You're deaf because you can't understand and don't want to understand that you're all egoists. How does it create this gap between our perception and what happens in practice? Because democracy is impossible. Democracy says, I raise the freedom of choice, the freedom of speech, the freedom of management, the freedom of government. I raise this as a principle above anything else, even if it's against you. No. Everyone will say, this far. If it goes along with me, then of course I support it and everything. This is what we see in the States now. If it's Obama, yes. If it's Trump, no. But he was elected democratically. We don't care. We don't care about the elections. We don't care about anything. We want something else. This is exactly what you have. Therefore, all of these assumptions, I don't get them. It wasn't so acute in previous years. True, and I'll explain why. Because in previous years, we did not come to the final egoistic realization. We did not reach the stage of the general crisis in family life, in a person's attitude towards life. What am I living for? Depression, general despair, vast unemployment, a crisis in the financial system like what happened, a crisis in the relations between the countries in Europe, and so on and so forth. Between parents and children, the entire situation, everything that a person is engaged in and is engaged in with others is in crisis. And so previously it wasn't that conspicuous. It was still ripening. But in the past 30-40 years it has ripened with the help of liberalism that has now reached its end. Meaning it's a process of development that now we've reached the peak of human development in this respect. Yes. Is it possible that at some point the government will be in favor of the people? Of course. If the government understands that the well-being of the people, the health of the people, the level of the development of people is good for the government, then that's how it's going to be. Suppose, like when I lived in Russia, healthcare was free and medicine was almost free. It was very cheap. And the public bathhouses were practically free for everyone because you have to give that to a person. All the extracurricular activities for children were free. Everything. There were simply houses for children where they go and they get all these activities. There's no such thing that I can't find the activity that I want and I can go to 10 different kinds of activities. The parents even didn't know that I went to some kind of activities. Music, different things. For children, it was truly so. Now, for grown-ups, they had health care, they had public bathhouses, education. Well, socialist education, but still education. And the main thing is science. Whoever wanted to study, the university was for free. You even got a scholarship. I studied. I got a scholarship. And the scholarship, it was half the salary of an engineer, suppose. For a student. And besides that, you're given a place to live when you're a student. And all that because what the country was so nice and all. No, they want to get people that can develop weapons and for them to be healthy, healthy soldiers, healthy workers, that they know what to do and so on and so forth. Therefore, when the immigration from Russia came to Israel, then Israel really surged because many engineers and technicians came and so on. So it kept Israel for an entire period and turned them into a superpower. But it's all because they cared for it back there. Why? Because the government, the regime, wanted to have a strong nation. Is this possible to do in the framework of a democratic government? No. What do I need it for? If I don't need the people, then I'll only give them cannabis and such things so that they'll die quietly and that's it. Why in a dictatorship or in communism it's worthwhile for the regime to do it and here it isn't? Because you gain from every person. But today, no more. Today, Russia doesn't care how many people they have. It was always a struggle, war, to have high birth rates, to have as many people as possible, and so on. Today, because automation is coming in everywhere, robots and machines, you don't need people. Therefore, they don't care. They can go wherever they want. They only need engineers for them to further develop weapons and other things. That's it. Meaning it all works according to the ego of the regime, what they need from the people, this is how they behave. And it's natural. It's natural. I can't say that it's a good or bad regime. It's natural. So we're blind. The approach is incorrect. You're like a little girl. You think that people, they're nice. They want for everything to be nice. Why not? By human nature, it's impossible. We're egoists from birth, and the ego is developing more and more. And therefore, no one wants to see the others more successful than himself. Let's look at it from a different angle. The rule of the people is based on the people knowing what's good for them. That's the basic assumption. Is this correct? Is it a correct assumption that we know what's good for ourselves? How can we know that? How? People are wrong all the time. They study, they learn. No. History, experience. No. You're talking about things that have nothing to do with choosing the good and hating the bad. Can you explain? There's nothing to explain. I'm controlled by the ego that's constantly developing. And it's dragging me, even before I think, to different things. That this is what I want. I feel that I want this. Why? Because inside of me there's like this small demon called egoism, and this ego is constantly pushing me to fulfill it. Want this, get that. And a person executes it. Life experience, history, what we learned, nothing helps. It has no impact? No. That much. Look at those people that are told how to get rid of smoking or different other hazardous things, drugs. Can they? No. So there's an inner force that's leading us. The ego is now getting pleasure. It doesn't want to get rid of it. Okay, I'd like to ask about one more thing, which is the majority rules. As a part of the rule of the people, we accept that most of the citizens, they decide. Once there is a decision made by the majority of the people, then the minority have to yield towards the majority. This is how it's done now everywhere. What's standing behind this principle? Money. Money and only. Smart, cunning people who know how to twist the public, prepare them, the public doesn't even know, and they vote what they have to vote. In dictatorial countries, they're told, you vote for him and not for him. And in Russia, altogether, there was just one that you can go and vote for. What are you voting for if he's won? That's called voting. So we really exchanged the regime of the voting for the one to something that at least gives you the feeling. It gives you a feeling, that's true. But on the inside, you're already ready to vote for that one. It's manipulations done on the public. It's technologies that we have. And that's how it's being implemented on the masses, on the people. There's something called the wisdom of the crowd that's based on the majority being able to take a correct decision. No, it's not the correct decision. The wisdom of the crowds is not the correct decision because the crowds, the masses, their decision is the average of what they think. And also in that average, there is the part that decides and the part that joins them because they're drawn to being with everyone together. It's not the right decision. So who decides? The one standing behind it. I always know just one thing. In every country, there are institutions that teach who are the people, what are the people, what do they want, and how it's supposed to be. And they know how to do it because the media is in their hands, including the internet with everything in it. It's all in the hands of the elites. And the elites, they determine what to do. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, how should the rule of the people, the rule of the majority, what should it look like? The governing of the state, what's behind all that? What should be behind all that? Behind all this, there should be education. That we're educating the people to be independent, for them to know how to rise above their ego. And we help them do that. We help them rise above their ego. And then we can choose every time a higher state. Choose what? To choose to live, to be in a more and more exalted society that live according to more exalted principles, according to a more exalted connection between us and so on. In this state, when a person rises above his own ego, his interests, they change completely. What happens to them? The interests, they no longer exist. We have no interest in them. We have completely different interests if we rise above the ego. We want to live in a world which is not egoistic. And then the country, its role is to serve the people, of course, because this is the kind of country, the kind of society that we build. And then the rule of the people have some kind of meaning in this state, specifically in this state, because the people, they elect whoever they elect. And then these elected officials, they sit, they talk, and they make all of their decisions together. And in this case, the people do know how to elect the right people because they're above their ego. And because they're free of the ego, they know how to correctly choose. These principles, they're very clear. Every time we'll have to rise higher and higher above the surging ego in an ever more advanced connection. In the state where the ego is already neutralized, the people are the ones that determine what happens in the country. They're the owners of the country, so to speak. Yeah, who else? Because everyone's advanced. Anyone can replace even those that are in power because the government is just a big flock of different people that are constantly discussing what and how to do. And any person, if we see that he's ready for it, he can replace anyone there. So what do the people control in this state? They control themselves, their development, everything. This is what they're in control of. They're the ones that choose all the people that will legislate all the laws for them and choose all the steps for them. And the minority annul themselves before the majority of the state? No, usually there is no majority and minority because we all rise above our ego to be united. Can you explain that? How does that annul the state of minority and majority? There is no minority and majority. Everyone has the same goal. One peak that we all have to rise to. And therefore, there is no one who is opposed to anyone else here. Today, we also have one goal. We want to live a good life. We have one goal. Really? But everyone interprets good as something else. My good is different than your good, and you're standing in my way of living out my good. And in the state where the ego is annulled, we all have one goal which is above our ego. And therefore, we have a mutual understanding of what good is, in mutual understanding and love to connect in a way that the quality of love and bestowal will dwell among us, so much that whatever we reveal will come from spiritual ascent. Still, in this state, there is one who is stronger, weaker, healthier, less healthy. Everything that has to do with the animate level, we have to take care of each and every person. Obviously, health, food, family, education for the kids, for this, for that, obviously. And how do you share the resources on this level? Equally, according to a person's needs, and only if I have 5 kids or 3 kids, or God forbid someone's ill or healthy or old or young, only correspondingly, without any other differences. And how do you keep the minority? Because usually what's the problem? What minority are you talking about all the time? This is the majority, this is the minority. Where? I'll tell you what I mean. Suppose today, most of the people, they want one thing. And there's a small group that has different needs, even physical basic other needs. So the majority, they decide. They get most of the resources. If we rise above our ego, then we have no problems. Then we really decide correctly. And what that group needs, we give them and serve them. And there are enough resources for everything then? We divide it as much as we can. But it's all above the ego. The principle is above the ego. Which means what, in a sentence? That I'm always thinking for the benefit of others. The calculation is like it says in the Torah. Love another as thyself. That's it. There's no other way about it. That's the only way that you can calm things down. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Our time's up. We'll continue on our next show. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.